Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
TikTok will not be shut down, but first...
He got up and he walked outside and he saw one of his men in the arms of an ICE agent. And he immediately went to him and said, can I help you? I have papers for my people.
The owner of a Van Nuys car wash accuses ICE of getting violent with him and his staff during an immigration raid. And the Stagecoach lineup is here.
There's really something for everyone. If you're a country music purist, I mean, you love to see Cody Johnson. You love to see the Red Clay Strays, which is like a band that has gotten so much buzz lately and deservingly so. If you like the throwbacks between Brooks and Dunn, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Welcome to the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's September 25th, 2025. I'm your host, Rebecca Ledman. The owner of a car wash in Van Nuys has filed a $50 million lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security for an ICE raid at the business on September 9th. He says he was roughed up by federal agents even after he showed his ID to prove he is a U.S. citizen.
He got up and he walked outside and he saw one of his men in the arms of an ICE agent. And he immediately went to him and said, can I help you? I have papers for my people. And instead of speaking to him like a human being, instead of talking to him, engaging him, what did they do? Another ICE agent comes on and grabs his neck. Then another agent comes up. I mean, this guy could have been a linebacker and thought he was on Monday Night Football. The way he comes and takes a 79-year-old man and slams him down on the ground. You could see the effects of what happened to his elbow when he was slammed to the ground. I mean, think about it. If he had hit Rafi's head, he could have died with that force. The only thing that those ICE agents said to him, as three of them piled on top of them, you could see on the video, one with a knee on his head, on his neck. Rafi's ribs were bruised. They might be fractured. He's telling them, I can't breathe. They said, you don't F with ICE. And of course, they used the profanity.
The Department of Homeland Security responded in a statement saying the operation, quote, resulted in the arrest of five illegal aliens from Guatemala and Mexico who broke our nation's immigration laws, including one who was removed from the country twice in 2015. The owner of Valley Car Wash, U.S. citizen, impeded the operation and was arrested for assaulting and impeding a federal officer, end quote. President Trump has signed an executive order detailing plans that will allow TikTok to keep operating in the U.S. I was sort of looking forward to ending my late-night doom scrolling. Maybe I'll break the habit on my own. Probably not, though. It's been nearly 9 months since the Palisades and Eaton fires. And now, the LA County's independent review of the fires have found a series of failures in efforts to warn and evacuate residents. Here's Karen Adams with the details.
The report didn't identify a single failure, but pointed to outdated policies, inconsistent practices, and communication vulnerabilities. Aldra Allison and her husband lost their home in Altadena. She says it was a friend who alerted her to the fire's proximity to her home, which is west of Lake Avenue.
The smoke was so bad, it was like fog. Evacuate to my sister-in-law's home, who was 3 miles away, only to have to evacuate from that house 5:30 in the morning with a notice. So 5:30 in the morning, all the phones are going off and the fire's literally around the corner from her home, and we had to evacuate again. So it truly was a nightmare.
Several people who lived west of Lake say they either didn't receive an alert or got it hours after the fire started and it was at their door. The majority of the 19 people who died in the Eaton fire lived west of Lake. The report finds that it might have been limited cell coverage and rapidly moving fire conditions that prevented some from receiving evacuation notifications. The report lists several recommendations to improve communication, coordination, and collaboration across all agencies. Allison says it's not about improving policies, but about backing it up with funding and staffing.
The county has to do better, and that's where we're at in Altadena. It's called Build Back Better. We need better services. We need better government. We need better infrastructure.
Allison and her family just got their rebuilding plan approved. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
You may be getting a break on your gas and electric bills next month. Emily Valdez has the latest.
Every spring and fall, customers of publicly traded utilities like Southern California Edison and PG&E get rebates on their April and October bills. According to the California Public Utilities Commission, the average SoCal Edison electricity rebate will be $58. SoCal gas customers will get a rebate of $86. You don't need to do anything. It will just show up on your next bill. However, LADWP customers do not get a rebate because it's a government-run utility.
Are you going to Stagecoach? Well, the official lineup is here. Cody Johnson, Lainey Wilson, and Post Malone? They're all headlining the festival next year. Here's Brew, Odyssey's country music guru.
There's really something for everyone. If you're a country music purist, I mean, you love to see Cody Johnson. You love to see the Red Clay Strays, which is like a band that has gotten so much buzz lately and deservingly so. If you like the throwbacks between Brooks and Dunn, Hootie and the Blowfish, I mean, there's something for everyone. Even the newer fans that are like kind of on the fringe, you know, they like to wear the flannels and stuff, but they are definitely listening to Post Malone from his rap era. I mean, you're going to see him on Sunday and then the throw-ins of like Diplo, Pitbull, and Ludacris. It's really going to be such a fun group this year.
So I love how they split Post and Teddy up on different nights. So you get a little bit of that vibe of both of those guys, who I think are kind of the crossovers that are really making people who aren't country music fans excited about country music.
Yeah, totally. I mean, those are two guys who are just always a great example of how genres can kind of just disappear when you're the right artist. So, people just love Teddy Swims, and they really go for him as the human. Same thing with Post Malone. You hear so many stories about just their personality and who they are, and people really attach to those dudes because they make great music, obviously, but it's the story of how they got here and what they're doing for people now that make people truly fans.
So the name I don't see on this list is Jelly. Now, he's touring with Post. Might he show up on Sunday?
Dude, I would hope so. That would be amazing, right? Like jelly, peanut butter and jelly, it's more like Post Malone and Jelly. Those two are inseparable, so I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe he needs a break, though. He's been grinding for years, it feels like, to get to where he's at. So I wouldn't be surprised if he takes the weekend, but equally wouldn't be surprised if he pops out with multiple people.
And I love the throwback non-country. On Friday, we've got the Counting Crows. On Saturday, Bush and I guess Bush on Saturday and Journey. And then yeah. Third Eye Blind on Sunday and the Wallflowers. I mean, everybody will find something.
That's why I love Stagecoach. I really feel like they do the best job out of any festival of just really making a diverse lineup that, like I said in the beginning, someone is going to find something they like when they're at this festival. And yeah, it's the first year I feel like we've had, you know, more of those alternative and throwback bands, but maybe being just in Los Angeles where, you know, that's kind of where it's from and grown in, they just have that flavor to it that's going to make it, you know, a little more custom for where it's happening.
And while we're on the topic of music, what's your favorite one-hit wonder? I'm only asking because it's National One-Hit Wonder Day. My personal favorite is the Macarena. I love dancing to it with my cousins when I was little. We actually have a video on our Instagram and TikTok showcasing some newsroom favorites. You can see that on our socials. Our @ is KNX News. Moving on, would you rather see a new movie at home on streaming or sitting in a movie theater? Personally, I'd rather be in the comfort of my own home. Please don't cancel me. But a new poll from the Associated Press finds about 3/4 of people say they've watched a brand new movie on streaming in the past year instead of going to the theater. Could this be a red flag for theaters? Here's what Paul Dergarabedian, the head of marketplace trends at Comscore, has to say.
Movie theaters are an essential part of how people get their entertainment, going out to see a movie, it is that act of going to see a movie in a theater is something that's baked into our cultural DNA. People love going to movies, but naturally it's a much easier lift to sit at home and literally have the world at your fingertips in terms of entertainment, TV shows, movies, you name it, it's there on your remote control. You can sit on your couch or you get on your small screen device, your phone, your tablet, your computer. You basically have the entire world of entertainment at your fingertips. But it's kind of always been that way, even if you go back to when television first landed on the scene and people thought movie theaters would disappear because the television didn't happen. You had the home video revolution as well. That didn't kill the movie theater. The movie theaters have survived every possible competition that has come its way, from television to the home video revolution. Now with streaming, you literally have so much content at your fingertips that naturally, if you ask people in a survey, what are they going to do? They're going to go for the most convenient way to consume their entertainment. And there really is nothing more convenient than going onto your phone, your computer, on your TV, and finding the entire world of entertainment right there.
He says some movies just have to be experienced on the big screen. That's all for today's LA Local. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Rebecca Ledman. See you later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.